Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you ready for a round of random topics / questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Brought to you this time by Leaf Filter. Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/wings. LEAFfilter.com/wings. Free estimate, free inspection, 30% off. Leaffilter.com/wings. Who would like to go first?
I will.
Wings?
Yeah.
What is the biggest waste of money that you have ever spent?
Oh, man. Waste is so relative depending on the day on how I'm feeling about something.
Mm-hmm.
Man, probably. I mean, I'd have to say cars.
Do
like
you?
In general. Like they, I mean, they are inherently a waste of money. You really do just need them to get from one point to another, but I have a passion for them that I like them. So they do bring me joy, but they are also a waste of money.
They're redundant if they you have more than one, and you do.
Unnecessary expense.
Yeah.
So It's hard for me not to say that.
Okay, part two. What is the biggest waste of money you've witnessed someone else spend their money on?
I mean, my favorite is you buying a really expensive DVD player.
You only know because I told you.
Well, yeah, I was there. True. I mean, I think I was there when you did it.
Wasn't it?
It was at the
VCR?
Nebraska. It was at the Nebraska Furniture Mart.
A VCR from Mitsubishi.
Okay, because I remember.
So I opened a Mitsubishi credit card to get it.
Yeah,
because I didn't have the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember
so,
when?
I mean, so that wasn't. I mean, that cost you the most relative to its real cost
and my actual income.
Yeah,
which was
what
yeah,
a
not
good
that
buy
much.
Though. I mean, I figure if they can make cars well, they can probably figure out a VCR too.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, I think the VCR worked fine.
Yeah.
Remember when Joe bought that thing that he brought in so he could break into his car in case he ever locked himself out of it? However, if he had his keys in his car, it wouldn't lock anyway, so he would never possibly be able to lock his keys in his car, and the door
and his
had
car
a keypad
had
on it. Yeah.
No. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a huge waste of money.
But not the biggest waste of money.
No,
the
but
the biggest
a
waste
huge
of money was him buying a cargo van to turn into a camper, ripping the entire interior out and not selling any of the interior, but throwing it into a dumpster where he could have gotten thousands for the seats alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was pretty big.
It's like a 15 passenger van.
Yeah,
right?
Ruining the entire interior and then deciding he didn't have any of the tools or skills or time to actually convert a van and then reselling the van to a dealership at a massive loss. Because it was a passenger van that became a cargo van with exposed airbags. That was the biggest waste of money I think I have ever known somebody to spend.
Probably, yeah.
Pretty big.
Text, I spent $5,000 on a stupid Samsung refrigerator. It has a 20-inch touchscreen that my toddler draws on, so I guess it was worth it.
How much?
$5,000.
$5,000?
How did you get it up to $5,000?
I don't think I could do one of those touchscreen refrigerators. That's what she's talking about. Or they're talking about, right? A fridge.
Yeah. Like,
I'd be wiping that thing every day.
I think they're cool when I see them, but I don't want one.
Yeah. Yeah. When I had to get a new fridge a few years ago. So I got the model that's similar to that, except doesn't have the touchscreen. But when I was doing all the research, it was the same thing. I go, it's kind of novel, but also it's just a novelty because I have so many other ways that I can tell what I need to do in a day. I have a calendar. I have, you know, the smartphone right in my pocket. I don't really need that on my fridge. That ends up adding a ton of cost pointlessly.
Kelly, you ready?
Yes.
Would you rather have 1 year in jail or go to jail for as long as it takes you to figure out how to solve a Rubik's Cube? You get no help and no internet.
No. Wait, where am I going to jail at?
Jail.
Okay.
Regular, not fun jail.
Okay. Because I just feel like some states are a little more cushier than others.
Yeah.
1 year.
Because you don't know if you could solve it in here.
No. And then it's jail. What if somebody stole the Rubik's Cube? And they,
you lost your one key out.
You gotta be
street
smart.
About that.
Yeah, you gotta be street
smart. Gotta be street smart.
Yeah, I'd be on my best behavior. Maybe I'll get out in like 6 months or something. But I think I'm just gonna go on the year, and I'm just gonna bank on it. Because what if I never figure it out?
It could drive you mad.
It would drive me mad. Yeah, and then I'd end up hurting somebody in jail.
What if you kept getting really close? You just couldn't get like the last two moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would drive
off.
You. Oh yeah.
But every day is like Groundhog Day, so you wake up and it's all jumbled up again.
Oh,
pulling stickers off is what I did in like third grade. I got mad. I didn't know how to solve it. And I'm like, I just want to start over. And I pulled the stickers off and stuck them back on. But they were never the same.
We were talking about trades earlier in school where you would trade stuff. And it was always the kids who did what you're talking about, Hot Wings. They ripped the stickers off their Rubik's Cube. Then they'd try to trade it to you. And you're like, I don't want your garbage Rubik's Cube.
No.
Everybody knows you ripped that one. It's terrible. All right, who wants one?
I'll take it.
Maitland, what movie has the best ending you've ever seen?
Ooh.
White Chicks.
Well, people were glad it was over.
I forget. No, Twilight. The whole series. I thought the way that they end it. Like the Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2.
That is the best movie ending you've ever seen?
Yes. She learns how to make TikToks with her mind, and then she can like share them with other people. They're like slideshows, but I called them TikToks last night when I was watching it. So
you watched it last night?
Yeah.
So are you just saying that because it's the freshest movie in your mind?
Maybe.
Tommy?
That was such a good way to describe that. Because that's pretty much it.
I think I think the way that they tied up, like, it's a good ending to tie up a whole series of films.
Do you know how many movies you've seen? Like six?
I've seen a lot.
You've seen a number of motion pictures?
Yeah, but when you ask but when you ask questions like that, every film I've ever seen escapes my brain.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I'm trying to think of ones that I walked out of where I was like, dang, what a fantastic ending.
Steve, you're a big movie guy. What's the best movie ending you've ever seen?
It's not Star Wars.
Obviously, Money Pit.
No.
Money Pit.
You guys are terrible.
As they get married.
They were moving in together before they were married?
Yeah.
Ooh,
scandalous. Gross.
You know what? Sticking to the theme of the six films I've seen, Shark Tale. The ending of that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Christina Aguilera and I think it's Missy Elliott, they do a version of Car Wash at the end because Oscar the Fish works at a whale wash, which is like a car wash. So they car wash. And it's a banger.
It sounds like it. Have you seen like a movie like Fight Club?
Yeah. Lame. Overrated.
Oh, my God. Have you seen?
I've slept on enough mattresses of boys' apartments that are on the floor. They don't have bed frames, and they all have the same red sheets, and they all just have the Fight Club poster on their wall. Yeah, it's the one decoration they have.
It's true.
They all have
true.
A shared love for a cinematic masterpiece that I don't give a damn about.
No.
How about The Sixth Sense?
Haven't seen it.
You haven't seen The Sixth Sense?
I haven't seen it. I know how it ends. He can see dead people. Okay. He's dead too.
Whoa! Okay. Spoiler!
All right.
You know what?
He was not dead.
If you already know it, then that's a bummer.
Inglourious Bastards. That's a satisfying ending at like the very, very end.
It's a good ending.
It's a good ending.
You do love Nazis, so.
Yeah.
I like scalping Nazis.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
I got to go with Saving Private Ryan.
That's the best ending?
Yeah. When he says, tell me I'm a good man, when he's like, an old man in the cemetery.
Thinking about the
Normandy.
Sacrifices of everybody else.
Oh, my God.
You ever seen the end of Requiem for a Dream?
I haven't seen that movie.
They go butt to butt.
I've heard that it's quite twisted. You know what?
For fun?
I mean.
For money.
Oh.
You guys made me watch that movie.
I didn't make you watch that.
Yeah, no, we all know who did, the crazy one that's no longer in the room. But I'm telling you, I was a changed person after that movie, and not in a good way. Not in a good way. I've never, other than the Joker, the new Joker, when he pew-pewed Robert De Niro.
Oh, boy.
I didn't see that coming, and I was shocked. Same with Requiem for a Dream. That movie, that ending really stuck with me as they stuck it in butt-to-butt stuff.
Somebody said Shutter Island.
Oh,
you ever see that?
Good ending.
The Scorsese movie with DiCaprio?
I didn't see that. Oh, The Departed. Now that's a hell of an ending.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good ending.
Wait, was Shutter Island like Inception?
Kinda.
No.
They were, yeah, but it was same act. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it. It's
oh, well, they both used
so it's
cameras.
It's basically the same movie. Same,
it is like, mind yeah.
The Departed is the same as Titanic. Yeah. They both have DiCaprio.
I remember leaving Inception and being the maddest I've ever been at any movie because I just never got it.
I liked Inception, but I've tried to go back and watch it again. You know, you have those that you're like, God, this is such a good movie.
Yeah.
And I put it on and I'm like, oh, God, they're talking about the kick again. They're going to throw water in that guy's face. I don't want to watch it anymore.
And at the end, doesn't he like, is he in like a little keyhole in a mountain or something? And the camera zooms out and it's like. Am I thinking of the wrong movie?
I don't even remember to tell you. You could be thinking of the absolute right movie, and I would have the same blank look.
Isn't that like, the one with the totem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel I like I, at the I end, I thought that. He was dreaming the whole time. I was like, is this one of these stupid movies where he's been dreaming the whole time?
That was one of the debates, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I hated it. I've never been more mad at a movie.
I can see that. Steve. What's the most you've ever scammed someone out of?
I hope nothing.
Okay. That's possible.
Yeah, I don't think I...
Never I've, scammed anything out of anybody? Never took an extra cookie when they said you could have one at the hotel or something?
I mean, sure.
So you just, you're blind to your own scamming.
Right, yeah. The great hotel cookie scam, I guess
still
I'm...
Still a scam.
I'm guilty of that.
Take one of those when you leave, and Steve takes...
That's never happened.
You nope. Scammed your wife out of a future without a Comanche.
Guilty? She knew what she was getting into.
I made it pretty clear what would be happening.
Once we're legal, baby.
Tommy.
Start buying rust buckets.
Daddy's getting a rust bucket.
We won't retire, but you'll be very tired of my cars. Tommy, what is the biggest scam you've ever done to someone?
The biggest scam I've ever done? I have a guilty conscience. I don't think I've ever scammed anyone.
You ever bought something and returned it after you used it, knowing you were never going to keep it?
Oh.
No, but I did.
Somebody's been triggered.
No, but just to iterate this further, when I lived in Florida, I accidentally stole a camera from Walgreens. Because I put it in my pocket and I forgot to pay for it when I walked out.
Yep, that's stealing.
Yeah,
that's not as that's no, not so much a scam.
Yo, but
as it is
I felt so guilty about it that I brought it back.
And what?
And paid for it.
Okay, well that's pretty good.
So I can't scam, even though it was a $4 camera and it was disposable.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kodak. Thanks, guys.
What if they had arrested you?
Oh, I would have been deserving. I was a fiend.
No, you were.
I was a menace to society. No, I'm not a scammer. I wish I had the bone for it, but I'm not.
That scammer bone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy's big dream. Wishes he could be more of a scammer.
I wish I was dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
Steve,
what
feel
you
scam? Some scams coming to mind now?
Maybe. I mean, the buying the tool, using it once, and then packaging it back up and returning it.
Oh, that's definitely a scam.
Oh, you just got judged.
Yeah.
By
the guy that took a phone back to Walgreens.
It was a camera!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He doesn't have a scammer bone in his body.
I can recognize it, though. Barner.
I used to scam the leggings company Fabletics. Because it was if you signed their leggings were like $120, but if you signed up for their membership, you could get two leggings for like $25, which made them $12 each.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sign up for the membership, order the leggings, and then as soon as they came, I'd cancel it before they could charge me for it.
Mm.
And then you just sign up under a new email.
And then I would sign up under a new email and use a different address every time so they never caught on.
Tricky.
And their leggings are nice.
I have a scam that virtually everyone listening who's over, say, 35, 40, you definitely did.
Oh, I know.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Columbia House.
Yeah, Columbia House.
Wait, what is that?
100%. Oh, it was 10 CDs for a penny.
But you had to then you then agreed to buy five more CDs at regular club prices, which were usually like $19 or $20, or more expensive than a store, over the next X number of years. But there was no
follow
vetting.
Through. Yeah,
they would start sending you a card every month that said, "Would you like a copy of this?" And if you didn't send it back, then they'd send you the CD and you had to pay for it. So if you paid attention, you could just send it back every time. Pretty simple,
mm-hmm.
or some cases, you may give them a fake name and use the address of your employer and just get all the CDs and then run for your life.
Yeah, the number of times I got the CD that they chose on my behalf, and then I wrote RTS on it, which means return to sender, and just dropped it right back in a mailbox from my dorm room, I'll bet is a dozen, at least.
That's good. That's
why I just forget. I go, whatever.
Yeah, that's why every member of the starting lineup of the 1993 Philadelphia Phillies also lived at my house, because we would just sign up under every name imaginable. Oh, Darren Dalton's CDs are here.
Yeah. We're all guilty of that one.
Mike Schmidt loves ska. More trombone, please.
1-800-947-3979. This one, the best 90s scam was calling collect with the message as the name.
Oh,
was classic.
Where Bobby had a baby, it's a boy.
Yeah, that's right. Bobby had a baby, it's a boy.
Forgot about that. Mm-hmm. All right, more random topics. You can send them in 1-800-947-3979.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.